Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, it gives me great joy to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Everlasting God, we want to thank you. We bless you, we exalt you, we magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for your hedge of protection round about us. Thank you, Lord, for your daily provision, for your divine enablement, for the capacity, and for the grace you have given us. We say glory be unto your name. Everlasting God, we have gathered this day, Lord, to hear your word. And we pray, Lord, that indeed your word will bring about refreshing to our soul, to our spirit man, and to our body. That your word will draw us closer to you and give us a renewed hunger for you, our God. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everlasting Father, we pray, Lord, that at the end of the day, Lord, every soul that need to get in contact with you, to know you, the Father, Lord, you will bring them closer to you as they hear this word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Once again, I would like to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. And today I'll be discussing about the God of Second Chance. The God of Second Chance. I'm going to take my text from the book of John chapter 21, and I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 14. John 21, reading from verse 1 to 14. The Bible says, "After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way: Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the son of Zebedee, and two others of the disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, 'I am going fishing.' And they said to him, 'We will go with you.' They went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, 'Children, do you have any fish?' And they answered him, 'No.' And he said to them, 'Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some.' So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, 'It is the Lord.' When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the full net of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it and bread. Jesus said to them, 'Bring some of the fish that you have just caught.' So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, 'Come and have breakfast.' Now none of the disciples there asked him, 'Who are you?' They knew it was the Lord. And Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead." May the Lord bless his reading in the name of our Lord Jesus. Today we are talking about the God of second chance. And I pray that indeed the Lord will give you a second chance. In any way any one of us might have missed it, the God will show us his mercy. By his grace, he will give us another chance in the mighty name of Jesus. This was the story of Peter and the other disciples after the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter was frustrated. He was disappointed himself, and he said, "Look, why do I need to continue to follow this God? Let me go and start fishing. At least that was my first business. And he called his friends and said, let us go fishing. Our Lord Jesus Christ had previously informed him that Peter was going to be fishers of men. But rather than being fishers of men, Peter decided to go on to catch fish in the water instead of going about winning souls for the Lord. May the plans of God concerning our life, may he grant us a second chance to bring it into fruition in the mighty name of Jesus. There are key things I want us to learn from this passage that we've just read. Number one thing is that Peter thought that Jesus was no longer around. Maybe when you look around you, it seems that Jesus is no longer there. Because at times it seems as if when you pray, Jesus is not answering you. In fact, at times if people have given you certain formula by which you can get answers to your prayer, they can probably have told you, oh, you need to fast for 7 days, dry fasting for 7 days, you need to do this, you need to do that. And you have applied those formula. And at the end of the day, it seems nothing is happening. Brothers and sisters, that does not mean Jesus is not with you. That does not mean Jesus is not aware of what you are going through. No matter what you are going through, bear in mind that Jesus is aware. He knows everything that concerns you. You can remember the story of that man by the pool of Bethsaida. The Bible said he had been there for 38 years. He had been experiencing affliction for 38 years. And the Bible makes us to understand that when our Lord Jesus saw him, he knew how long he had been in that condition. So let us know that no matter the condition, no matter how long it may appear to us, Jesus is aware of what we are going through. Praise the Lord. Another thing we can learn from that passage is the fact that Peter did not only go fishing, but he took others with him. He took others with him. Rather than taking others with him to go and win souls, Peter decided to take others with him to go and catch fish. What are you doing in the house of God? Are you taking people away from their God-chosen assignment? Or you are directing them to the assignment God has called them for? What role are you playing in the house of God? Are you creating a role whereby you are ensuring that the work of God, the agenda, the plans, the purpose of God in his vineyard is being fulfilled, or you are there to scatter it? May the Lord grant us the grace that we may walk in line with the plans and the purposes of God, not only for our life, but the lives of those who are around us and the church of God. Number three thing that we can gather from that passage was that having done that, they labored all night and they got nothing. What are you doing right now that you are not getting anything? Could it be that you are doing what God doesn't want you to do? Could it be that you are putting all your efforts in that assignment that God has not called you for? Peter was called to be fishers of men, but he decided to go on fishing, looking for fish in the waters. Maybe you need to take a look at yourself. Maybe you need to go down your knees and ask our Lord that, Father, what is it that you want me to do? Just as Paul, when he met with our Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, the question he asked Jesus was that, what is it that you want me to do? Maybe you and I need to ask God, what is it that you want me to do? So that we don't keep on wasting time. Because it's not his desire that we will labor and toil in vain. His plans for us is that we will plant and we will reap. And his plan is for us is that we will build and we inhabit. May that come into manifestation in your life in the name of Jesus. No more wastages in your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we can learn from this passage is that even when they saw our Lord Jesus Christ, they could not identify him. These were disciples of Jesus who were eating and sleeping with him. They go all over the place with him, but they saw him, they could not identify him. Are you able to identify Jesus in your circumstance? Because they could not identify because they have been blinded by their circumstance. Their situation have blinded them. Do not let your situation blind you from seeing Jesus in that situation. Open your eyes. Ask God to open your spiritual eye so that you may be able to see Jesus in that situation. Maybe there is something for you to learn in that circumstance you are going through. And may the Lord open your eyes, just like Elisha prayed for his servant. When the army of the Assyrians came to attack him, Elisha had to pray and say, God, open the eyes of this young man. And the eyes of that young man was open, and he was able to see that Elisha was surrounded by a garrison of soldiers. May he open your eyes for you to be able to see Jesus in that situation, to be able to see the hand of God in that situation you are going through. So shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the beauty of this passage is that Jesus was the one that came looking for them in order to bring them back to the root of rediscovery. He came looking for Peter. Peter was not looking for him. He has gone fishing, but our Lord Jesus Christ came there to look for him. Our Lord Jesus Christ is knocking at your door today and asking you, I want to give you a second chance. Just as he did for Peter on that day. He gave him a second chance. He went looking for him. He's calling unto you today and say, if you have been going your own way, if you have veered away from me, if you have been pursuing your own agenda at the expense of my own agenda, I want to give you a second chance. I want to give you a second chance. And he's calling unto you today. Jesus is by the door, knocking at the door of your heart. If you can only open that door for him to come in. Because Jesus is not going to bang into your life, but he's there knocking. All you need to do is to open your heart and say, yes, Jesus Christ, come into my life. Come into my home. Come into my ministry. Come into my finances. Come into every area of my life. In any way I have shut the door against you, have mercy upon me. Jesus is giving you and I that opportunity this day. And I want you, wherever you are right now, to take advantage of this opportunity and say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Forgive me my trespasses. In any way I have been going my own way, have mercy upon me. Forgive me, Lord. From this moment onward, I declare that I will follow you. I declare that you will take control of my life. I declare that whatever you want me to do, I will do. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I want to say thank you. I thank you, Lord, for this, your children that have come back to you and dedicate their lives unto you. Everlasting God, have mercy upon them. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And for everyone hearing me this day, I say the Lord will continue to be with you. The Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will guide and direct your path. He will draw you closer to him. He will give you a renewed hunger, a renewed appetite to do the things of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, his plans and his purposes concerning you shall come to pass. Whatever you lay your hands upon will prosper. You will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power. The joy, the peace, and the love of God will fill you till overflowing. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not lack anything good. Men and women that do not know you will go out of their way to favor you. In the name of Jesus, wherever you have been rejected, you will be accepted. Lord, we make way for you. In the name of Jesus. It is well with you at daytime. It is well with you at nighttime. It is well with you at home. It is well with you on the way. It is well with you in your places of work. In the mighty name of Jesus, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Until we meet again, continue to enjoy the peace and the joy of the Most High. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app, or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.